At the Sunday Farmers Market in Baltimore, Maryland, you can find everything from organic produce to soap made from goat's milk. Now, one enterprising vendor is using a bicycle to literally pedal his wares. Donna Marie Owens has more.
What do you get when you combine a bicycle, fresh fruit, and a young entrepreneur with a green imagination? Well, envision a frosty drink made by a bicycle-powered blender. Natan Lawson is 21. His stand at the Baltimore Farmers Market is called, now listen closely, Wheelie Good Smoothies.
I first saw pedal-powered machines when I was interning on a farm in Oregon. They had a pedal-powered nut sheller, and I thought it was cool, didn't see the connection to smoothies yet.
But after Lawson spotted a bike blender in Vermont, an idea took root. He studied diagrams on the internet. He enlisted help from a local bike shop.
Tyler's going to try. You want a pedal for your brother?
The result?
Yeah.
Two bright and shiny mosaic-covered creations that resemble stationary bikes at the gym. A third kiddie bicycle is attached to a stuffed brown hobby horse.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
The smoothie stand is raking him in at the lively open-air market. Lawson describes one of the gourmet flavors he's created.
I have the fuzz, which is two whole peaches, organic lemonade, and ground chipotle spice.
You're probably wondering how the eco-friendly contraption works. The rear wheel drives a rod that powers a blender on the back of the bike.
Better than a spin class.
For $5, customers can put the pedal to the metal and whip up their own smoothies. It's 50 cents more if Lawson provides the muscle.
And how long does it take?
Depending on the smoothie, the bike, and the person, somewhere between 15 seconds and 30 seconds.
Just a little bit more, you're good.
I hopped on and did my best Lance Armstrong impression. Not to brag, but I was greased lightning. That is, until a wardrobe malfunction.
Let me grab some tongs.
My sequined ballet flats. Definitely not for cycling.
All right.
What if you don't have enough energy?
As you might imagine, Lawson does an awful lot of pedaling, but more than half his customers opt to power their own drinks.
A lot of people, they come to the market with their friends and they're cheering them on, so they get, it goes to their head and they start pedaling like a race. So, but it's good. You get a smoother smoothie.
For NPR News, I'm Donna Marie Owens in Baltimore.
This is NPR News.